ECU's Guitar Festival is going on in Greenville. The event, now in its 20th year, combines concerts and competitions with workshops and classes for the general public. Students and performers represent a broad cross-section of ages and skill levels. Chris Thomas visited ECU's campus this week and has this.
This is how things started Wednesday morning, the first day of this year's ECU Guitar Festival. Back in 1996, just 12 people checked in for the first one. This year, 53 people registered for classes and gradually wandered into the lobby of the A.J. Fletcher School of Music. Among the 53 participants this year is Henry Spencer, a graduate guitar student at the university. Mr. Spencer enjoys playing Bach transcriptions for guitar, and for him, it mingles naturally with more contemporary genres.
Yeah, I just went and saw the Dead & Company play last weekend, and that was a great show. John Mayer was filling in for Jerry, but he still did a great job. Yeah, R.I.P. Jerry.
This is Mr. Spencer's fourth year attending the festival, and he says its reputation is growing.
I think it's picked up speed. A lot of people in the circle talk about how great of a time it is. There's just good vibes being passed around. I think it's attracted more and more people.
People like Bradley Garant, who made the trip from Williamsburg, Virginia for classical guitar lessons.
I've been playing guitar for probably 50 years or so, and I just built a classical guitar, but I don't really know how to play the classical guitar style very well. I played a steel string flat top for years, so I was just hoping to pick up some techniques and maybe some songs and that sort of stuff, see how other people approach it, and that's pretty much the bottom line while I'm here.
In the morning, students go to classes based on age and skill level. Each student pays a fee, though a limited amount of scholarship money is available. The second set of classes are offered in the afternoon following lunch. Two ticketed concerts connected with the festival, one at 4 p.m. and the other at 7:30 p.m., are scheduled today. Garant came to the festival to learn about his craft and relearn the terrain of a university campus. This is his first year attending the ECU Guitar Festival.
One thing I hope to get out of this is getting back to a campus. Actually, I've already felt it getting lost. So that's obviously outside of this guitar workshop. But I think it's a whole new experience. I know it's a whole new experience for me to come back into something like this.
Classical guitar is different in style, sound, and build. It relies on nylon strings, providing a warmer sound. Mary Ackerman is a professor at Kennesaw State University near Atlanta and a longtime instructor at the Guitar Festival.
Back in the day, they would be interested in heavy metal, and a lot of heavy metal songs have a sensitive fingerstyle introduction. Think of Stairway to Heaven. That's the template, and there are a lot of songs like that. So they would start studying classical guitar because they wanted to play those things, and then they would become obsessed.
This week, Ackerman worked with middle and high school students preparing for the pre-college competition, now in its 12th year. One of the contestants, Jan Marie Lamon, is rehearsing one of her performance pieces. Ms. Lamon is a high school senior from Loudoun County, Virginia. The next generation of guitarists is progressing at a faster clip, Ms. Ackerman observed. She believes it is, in part, because schools are investing in guitar programs.
In my state, in the state of Georgia, there's a lot more work in schools to teach guitar. It's not just a matter of people happening upon it or trying it for themselves in the privacy of their homes. They're actually getting some classroom education, so that's enabling us to have a much higher level of students at that level coming to workshops like this, and so we can work on a very high level. This is sort of the level I would expect from some of the college students that I would have had in the past.
Ms. Lamon said her introduction to guitar occurred after dropping the piano and learning her brother's motivations for studying music didn't prove strong enough to continue.
When I walked into middle school, my sixth grade year, my brother was enrolled in guitar and he was an eighth grader. He wasn't really interested, you know, he did it just to get girls, but he brought his guitar home and I played on it, and the first song I remember playing was the Super Mario Bros. Theme song, so that's when I fell in love with the instrument.
This is her first time at the festival, and she says it's been an enjoyable experience thus far. Today at 4:30 p.m., she will compete in a concert that doubles as the festival's pre-college semifinal competition.
Ooh, it's so fun. You know, this is a campus I'm considering, you know, going to college at because I want to study music. So I thought it would be nice to stay here for, you know, about a week and see how it is, and I like it so far.
To walk along the corridor of the A.J. Fletcher Music Building between classes is like walking across bridges between multiple generations. That diversity has been a feature and a goal of the Guitar Festival from day one, Dr. Elliot Frank said, and he wants that to remain as the festival proceeds in subsequent years. Dr. Frank is the festival's director and founder.
I learned so many things from so many different teachers that helped me to be the guitarist I am, and I kind of felt obligated to pass it along.
You're listening to Colin Fullerton of Winston-Salem, last year's solo competition winner, performing as part of the festival's concert series. Tickets for tonight's concert and tomorrow's finale can be purchased online or by phone. For more information, go to publicradioeast.org. I'm Chris Thomas.